How you guys doing?
I'm great.
How are you?
Good. How's it feel to be back?
It's an exciting time of year. It's kind of like the first week of school. You know, you meet new classmates. You're excited about working towards a new goal. And, you know, I think everybody's thankful to be here, thankful to be working, happy to see one another. So it's a good feeling to be back.
What's been your first impression of some of those new classmates?
I think everyone in here has come in with a sense of urgency, sense of humility, understand that we all have to work. We're all starting from ground zero. These new guys have been great. Their buy-in has been great. They're veteran players. They understand that this league is a unique it's a unique place. You have to compete wherever you go, and they get that, and they've done that, and the buy-in's been great thus far.
Entering the first phase of this off-season conditioning program, what kind of stuff do they have you guys doing?
You name it, we're doing it. Moses Cabrera has a great vision for what we're doing here as a team. He has a plan that he thinks about year-round, and he's always tweaking that plan, and I think we've seen some tweaking that's already happened, and I think he's going to continue to make adjustments and do whatever he thinks is best to get this football team physically ready to go. And I think it's upon us as players. We have to take it upon ourselves to make sure that we're buying in, doing what we're asked to do, and try to take the coaching and try to get better.
Matt, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the first time in your career where you actually reached free agency, hadn't re-signed prior to it. What was that experience like, and was there any uncertainty as to whether you'd be back?
Unique experience, but that's the nature of the National Football League, free agency in that process. I'll just say I'm excited to be back, thankful to be here. It means a lot to me that I'm able to continue my career here, and I'm thankful for the belief that the ownership, coaching staff, and teammates that they've shown in me. So excited to be back.
How would you describe, Matthew, what it was like to just sort of take a step maybe into enemy territory, for lack of better words, and see sort of the way of...
Well, you know, I have a lot of respect for all the teams around this league because I know how hard it is to do what we do. And I certainly have a lot of respect for, teams that we've competed against, coaching staffs that I'm familiar with. Nothing but respect for them and their players, their organization, their ownership across the board. But again, I'm very thankful and humbled to have the opportunity to continue to play here.
Matthew, we've heard some players who have left talk about this being a very tough place to play, with the reward being you're constantly in it for championships. How would you describe what it's like to play here?
Well, certainly it is challenging. It's the National Football League, though. I think if it was easy, then a lot more people would be able to do it. It's tough. It's very difficult. And I don't think that's just unique here. I think every place is tough. This is a very competitive league with some of the best athletes in the world. There's a premium put on winning wherever you are. Everyone wants to win and have success, and everybody's going to be judged off whether or not they're winning. That's what it comes down to. So I don't think that this place is unique in that regard. I think every team in this league is on a quest to win and have success, and that quest is not an easy one.
You don't think Coach Belichick's any tougher than any other coach?
Well, I certainly wouldn't be able to speak to that because my experience as a professional has only been here in New England, thankfully.
I think a big story yesterday was that Tom and Brock didn't report for the first day as a leader, a captain. Is that different, concerning, sort of, your kind of thoughts?
Well, I'll say this. Those are two men that are more than capable of speaking for themselves, so I certainly don't want to be out of line and attempting to speak for them. This is a voluntary program every year. Guys have different things that come up, whether it's family issues, personal issues, things come up. The guys that are here, we're going to do what we can to work hard and come together and take this thing one day at a time. And that's really all I can say about that. I certainly don't want to put myself in a position where I feel like I can speak for those two guys.
You guys lost had an abnormal number of kind of high-profile guys to free agency this year. What was your reaction to seeing Danny and Nate and Malcolm and Deion sign elsewhere?
Well, certainly, I think from a human standpoint and personal relationships that I have with all those guys, it's unfortunate that your relationship's going to have to change. Certainly those relationships are not going to end. But you understand, from a business side of things, business is business, and things happen, and that's just the nature of the National Football League. So I wish those guys nothing but success, except when we have to play against them. But, you know, I'll be rooting for those guys. Have a tremendous relationship with those guys, and I'm so appreciative of what they've meant to me personally over the course of my career.
Matthew, along with the weight training element of the first couple of weeks, do you consider this an important bonding time for players?
I'd say so, especially with new guys. We're trying to invest in relationships. I think relationships, when it comes to a football team, are very important. I don't think that gets talked about enough, but when you're out on the football field, doing what we're asked to do each and every day, it takes a lot of trust. It takes a lot of familiarity with the man next to you. So this time is, you know, the guys that are here, we want to make sure that we invest the time in getting to know one another.
With the new guys that come in here at this time of year, do they ask you questions about how does it work around here with the culture? What's, you know, what do they need to be doing? What do they need to not be doing to fit in?
Yeah, certainly. There are a lot of questions, and I think questions are good. I think you don't want to come into a situation blind, if possible. You want to have a sense of what's expected of you, what your teammates expect of you. And I think questions are good. Keep asking questions. Keep learning. And because we're all trying to get on the same page, whether we've been here 11 years or you've been in the building for 2 days, we're all trying to get on the same page.
As a special teams captain, do you get excited when you can bring in a weapon like Cordero into the unit?
Absolutely. Been a fan of his for a long time. He's a very unique returner with what he's able to do. God's really gifted that young man. So we're excited to have him, excited to get on the same page and hopefully have some success. But that success is going to be, you know, built throughout the course of the offseason. It's not going to happen overnight. We're going to have to work at this thing one day at a time and try to put ourselves in good position moving forward.
Matthew, just to follow up from the perspective of special teams captain, I don't know how much you've followed some of the talk within the league about actually maybe even eliminating the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd just love to get your perspective on if you've heard about it.
Oh, well, certainly something like that is hard to miss. And, you know, I say a lot of people will say I have a bias because it's what I do for a living, and I understand that. But I think it's no mystery that I'm closer to the end of my career than I am to the beginning. That being said, I think you take away this play from football, you're taking away, you're changing the fabric of the game. I think this play is part of the fabric of the game. And it really makes me ask the question, well, where do you go from here? What would happen next? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know. But I look at a number of plays. I look at a goal line stand. I look at a third and one. Think about the collisions that are happening there. Those may be deemed unsafe by some people. So if you make a drastic change such as this, what's next? What happens? The reality is, this is football. This is a contact sport. This is a violent sport. And all of us that are playing the game understand that. There are an inherent risk that come along with playing the game. If you're not okay with those risks, I respect that. And maybe you should think about doing something else. But if we feel like we need to take away this play from the game to make the game safer, well, then, where does that stop? You know, the game has changed so much in my lifetime since my father played, watching him play, to now. And I understand. Look, I'm a player rep, and nobody cares more about player health and safety than the players, than the men that are out there on the field putting their bodies on line. But that being said, we understand we're playing football, and to take away the kickoff, I really think it would be tragic. I really think you're, like I said, you're changing the fabric of the game that we all love to cover, report on. We love to play, coach. And I think it's very disheartening to continue to have this brought up. And I understand, look, people are concerned with the long-term health and safety of the players. But as I said, no one's more concerned than the men that are actually out there doing it. And if we're okay doing it, I don't understand why we have to continue to look for alternatives, continue to push. So those are just my thoughts on it. As you can tell, I feel strongly about it and would love to continue that dialogue throughout the course of the season. So
let's take two more.
Do you think, you know, your career let's say you came in 08 and there was no kickoff, like, do you think you'd be standing here right
No.
now? Nate Ebner, Brandon King, I mean, is that...
I think they tell you the same thing.
Yeah. Would that be part of the union's contention also, Matthew, is that guys would, you know, this would be taking away jobs from some players?
You know, I honestly would take my union hat off when I'm answering this question. Look, you take jobs from some guys, it gives other guys opportunities. I understand that, but you know, I think we got to think long and hard before you remove a play like this because you're changing football.
All right,
thank you. Thanks.